This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Used to be that getting a book published was practically a Herculean feat. Authors would shop their manuscripts around and around and then around some more. Now, it's almost as easy as pressing a button. Self-publishing is the in thing now, and lo and behold, it can be quite lucrative. Hugh Howey is Exhibit A. He's already sold 500,000 e-copies of his latest science fiction novel, Wool, revenues in the six figures, a huge percentage of which he gets to keep. And to boot, he has just signed a print-only deal with a big-name publishing house, Simon & Schuster. Hugh, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Kai. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about the business model here. I mean, you had this book, you had it out as an e-book, and you were essentially self-publishing, and the game has changed.
Yeah, it's, you know, you have access to readers all over the world now through their digital devices. So rather than finding success through a bookstore, I found success through bathrooms and living rooms, and word of mouth just exploded. And now I'm releasing a print book into bookstores with Simon & Schuster. It's pretty amazing.
Why the print book, though? Do you feel the need to do that? Is that like a validating thing somehow? Or is it obviously they're paying you for it, but I mean, what's the rationale?
Yeah, they're paying me for it. The rationale is readership. As a storyteller, I just want as many readers as possible. And if I wanted validation, I could have taken a lot more money from some other publishers and had the same bookstore penetration. But the print book was just not my primary source of income. And so I was willing to barter the print rights only and keep the digital rights. Mm-hmm. And that was the deal that we told would never happen. And we just kept turning down other offers until it did happen.
Yeah, let's make sure that point comes across. You own the digital rights to this book still, right? And those are you're betting and have been the lucrative ones.
And not only that, it gives me the control over pricing. I think ebooks should be cheaper than the mass market paperbacks that I grew up with. So I can serve my readers and keep my ebook price down where I feel like they should be as a consumer.
Yeah, and you get to keep all or some overwhelming percentage of it, right?
Yeah, I keep 70%. To compete with this, I believe publishers will eventually have to pay higher royalty rates than they do now.
Yeah, which is not far from blood from a stone, right?
Yeah, in some ways I understand where they're coming from, and I understand that there's a lot of overhead with the book in general. But as the market improves for ebooks and publishers are making more and more money with less overhead, I think there's going to have to be some sort of profit sharing with the author.
Yeah, it does kind of make sense. How many publishers did you turn down?
Oh, we've had at least a dozen offers over the last 12 or 14 months. The first round, they were offering six figures. And at that point, I was making that in 2 months. And then they were offering high six figures, and I'd be making that in several months. And then by the time they were offering seven figures, I'd already made seven figures.
Dude, you should have waited another couple of months, man.
Yeah. Well, but at some point, you've made enough money, and you get to make decisions based on appealing to your audience instead of just trying to maximize your earnings.
Which is the liberating thing about this whole deal, right?
It has changed everything.
Hugh Howey, his book is called Wool. It's available in actual book form. Hugh, thanks a bunch.
Thank you for having me, Kai.